Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., Julie interviews experts on all areas of clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Learn easy to implement tips on how to release clutter and get organized to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. An award-winning professional organizer and coach, Julie also shares suggestions to help you live clutter-free for a more joyful and fulfilling life. Looking to change your life? Are you ready to release all your clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual? Our Declutter Your Life is a year-long how-to go-at-your-own-pace workbook course to guide you through the process of clearing clutter. Also available by 3-month individual topic. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Hey everyone, if you've listened to my podcast before, you know I'm a huge fan of meditation. I believe that meditation can help us clear clutter on all our levels. And some viewers have written in and said, hey, we'd like to learn more about meditation. So I found an expert to talk to us. We're going to learn how meditation, how to do it, and how it can help you clear clutter in all areas of your life. With the holidays right around the corner, this is a great time to begin meditation. Any time really is, but if you get stressed out, there's no excuse now. You have this to help you in your toolbox to make it through the holidays. All right, I'll tell you about today's guest. Anne-Marie Socha graduated from Capella University, where she earned an MS degree in mental health counseling. She is a licensed professional counselor associate in North Carolina and a member of the American Counseling Association. She's been providing guided meditation services since 2002. Anne-Marie has also been a certified hypnotist practitioner since 2002 and a member of the National Guild of Hypnotists. She is trained in neuro-linguistic programming and the Dave Elman Hypnosis Institute. Anne-Marie's favorite clients are those who ask for help and are willing to work on their concerns. Welcome, Anne-Marie.
Thank you for having me.
All right, well, let's get started. What exactly is meditation?
Well, meditation is spending quality time with yourself. Meditation is learning to quiet the mind in the midst of a busy life. You mentioned the holidays, and I know the holidays can get very hectic and busy, all the hustle and bustle, buying presents and shopping and TV commercials glaring at you all the time, and buy this, spend that. Spending quality time with yourself, listen and silent have the same letters. Meditation is listening to the silence.
How does meditation help us reduce mental clutter?
Well, first off, let me start by defining mental clutter. Mental clutter is those voices in your head repeating that constantly say, you know, for example, you hear over and over in your head, my husband needs me to do this, my kids need that, I've got to go here, I've got a flight in 3 hours, I'm not packed, I've got to help my mom take the car to the shop, I've got to take the dog to the vet, all those voices screaming, I've got to do this. And so you don't have time to think for yourself. You don't have time to just take a deep breath. The voice that says, oh, my God, I was due at work 10 minutes ago, and I just woke up. What am I going to do? And all day in your head, you're playing, I was late for work. I was late for work. I was late for work. And so mental clutter is when you can't just quiet those voices and do your job or feel good about your day. So how we reduce it, we can reduce it through meditation. We can reduce it by reducing stress, because mental clutter and affective stress. And stress is an individual's response to a threatening situation or a situation that is seemingly abnormal. Situations above that are threatening. Stress comes from an automatic response, either fight or flight. It's either, oh my God, I've got to deal with this now, or I can let it go. Either way, if we teach people and we work on being stress-free, we're decluttering our mind. So how does meditation help with decluttering the mind? Meditation is spending quality time with yourself, as we already said. It's learning to maintain a quiet mind in the midst of that busy life. Listen in silence. It means listening to the silence, being able to just take a deep breath and relax and know that the next 5 minutes is going to happen. Whether you're stressed or you're not stressed, so just be in the moment and relax. I recently had a client that was stressed out about the future and all he had or hadn't accomplished in his life. So what did we do? Those tapes in the head, they kept saying, I'm a failure, I didn't do it. we changed those tapes. We meditated, and instead of feeling like a failure, he was able to reduce the voices in his head, stop the negative thoughts and overall stress, and increase his emotional well-being and spiritual self simply by just listening to the quiet of the room. He was in a very quiet place, putting some pretty music on, what was relaxing for him, and just taking a few short, deep breaths in and out, in and out. Inhale, exhale, breathe in, breathe out. Inhale, breathe out, relaxation, breathe in, relaxation. And so he was able to pull his life together, and he left the session saying, hey, I'm not really a failure, am I? It's just all those things going on in my head that I need to deal with or not deal with.
Have you found, that's wonderful, and I think that that's so true, because we have those tapes running, and unless we do something to change that, our life isn't going to change.
Yep.
Have you found any other benefits besides releasing mental clutter if you're doing a regular meditation practice, emotional, spiritual, physical clutter? Any thoughts on that?
I definitely have. Aside from releasing the clutter and the voices in your head, it's a great way to tap into your body. I'm a holistic practitioner. What that means is I don't always think medication is the answer. There are some situations where it is, but oftentimes if we just listen to ourselves and we tap into our own body, we know the right answer. We know whether we should do something or we shouldn't. That little voice, that gut instinct that people talk about, is really an inner voice that I think guides us. It's a spiritual voice for some people, and it's a way to really, what is my body telling me I need? Sometimes, for example, I'll get a splitting headache, a migraine. And I'll think, okay, am I getting a migraine because I didn't drink enough water? Am I getting a migraine because I didn't eat protein today? Or am I getting a migraine because I need a migraine med? And more often than not, it's because, oh, I forgot to drink today. I haven't had any water since 8 o'clock and it's now midnight. And my body is going, okay, we need water. So I quiet the mind down. I listen to the silence. I listen to what my body is telling me. And take a few deep breaths. And I realize, oh, yeah, I need water. And I go get a glass of water. And after a couple glasses, my migraine goes away.
Right.
So yeah, it's also a way to tap in. I often take clients too, and this is not for every client. I reiterate, not every client feels this way, but some clients want to tap into their spiritual advisor, and they want to hear maybe from the universe, if that's something that you believe in, about how to get to the next level or what's the next step for me. So we meditate and we just listen to the voices that come, and I'm not talking a schizophrenic type voice. I'm talking you're hearing from your power to be, whether it's an angel or a god or whomever, and you're just tapping in and listening and going, okay, what makes sense to me? What do I do next? I often say to people, let's go on a journey and look at the future. And they'll look, what do you see around you? What does it look like? And they don't have to tell me, or they can. And when they come back, they feel a sense of peace typically, because they then can say, okay, I saw me 5 years from now, and I was relaxed, and my kids were happy, and life was good, and blah, 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 and that's what it's about.
Absolutely. What other benefits have you noticed for people who meditate regularly?
Well, I recently read a startling statistic, and it absolutely blew my mind. 70 to 90% of doctor visits are because of conditions either caused or greatly aggravated by stress, by mental clutter, according to the American Academy of Family Physicians. So meditating regularly, we've already talked about it, reduces stress. It releases hormones that help reduce your stress. It allows the mind and body to rejuvenate and get back to a state of peace and harmony. It's also associated with improvement in a range of physical and psychological areas, including stress, anxiety, addiction, depression, eating disorders, cognitive function, and it also lowers blood pressure. So if you're stressed out, take a few deep breaths. A lot of people say to me, well, I want to quit smoking, but I can't. I don't know how. It relieves my stress. Well, it's not typically the cigarette or the nicotine or the toxins that are in it. What's relieving the stress is you're taking some deep breaths and you're allowing your body to relax. You breathe in, breathe out, relax. And after about 2 or 3 minutes of that, most people find their blood pressure is significantly reduced. And it didn't require a cigarette or a drug. It required oxygen, which is free. Who doesn't like free?
Well, it's free, and, you know, there are no side effects, at least none that I've experienced.
That's right.
Can you share a couple different, I know there are probably, I don't know how many, but lots of different ways to meditate. Can you share a few with us?
I will. I'm going to start with a little bit about telling you the history of meditation, just so you kind of know the foundation of it, and then I'll tell you some different types. Meditation is often associated with Hindu and Buddhist traditions. and even religion. However, many cultures practice a religion, so it'd be silly to say that it's only Hindu or Buddhist. It's actually many, many cultures practice it. We think of monks in robes sitting on a mat in a trance for 12 hours a day. Sometimes that's true. That can be. There are monks that do that. I know I have a personal Indian friend. He rolls around the floor in a circle around his living room for 5 hours. That's his meditation. But everybody has their own practice of meditation. It doesn't have to be rigid. It doesn't have to be a class. It doesn't have to be a specific something. It has to be what works for you. So meditation can be as simple as a trance. You place yourself in a deep trance by relaxing and just letting your mind wander where it needs to and kind of focusing in on what your body's telling me or telling you. It can be a guided meditation where you put in a CD or a tape or you hire someone like myself to guide you through a journey. It can be prana or pranic meditation, which is a form of deep breathing to induce trance. It can be chakra balancing, which is a way to balance your chakras. And if you don't know about chakras, C-H-A-K-R-A-S, certainly look them up on the internet, but we have chakra points. And there's a lot of tradition around balancing those and centering your body. It can be done as a guided meditation or a music meditation. That music meditation is listening to your favorite music and what some people call zoning out. It doesn't have to be a formal thing. Mindfulness meditation is being in the moment and accepting the moment and just ignoring all outside sounds and not giving value to things. It's just allowing yourself to be in that moment. There's a variety of other ones, but those are some of the most common ones that people will hear of. For example, a lot of people say, well, give me an example of why someone might meditate. Some people, I think I talked to a colleague recently, likes mowing the lawn. That's meditation. I believe you know that person well. But then there's other ways. I know someone who's vacuuming. For them, that is the most meditative thing they can do is vacuuming their house. For me personally, I love being in New York City. The hustle and bustle and the lights in the city and the theaters, the go, go, go. To me, that is music to my ears, and that's meditating. But I also like listening to the ocean. I love listening to a heavy rain. I love listening to people on a guided meditation if they're guiding me through a journey. There's lots of meditation. So it's really up to each individual person what works for them.
Yeah, I find that the mowing the lawn is very meditative for me. I unfortunately have gotten poison ivy a couple times, so I have to give up the rest of yard work, but I won't give up the lawn because it's very meditative. And I appreciate that because I think one of the things that prevents people from meditating is being like, I know the first time I tried it, I was sitting on a little cushion and the Zafu, I think it's called, and it was the most uncomfortable thing in the world. And I couldn't do that. But if you're open to different alternative things, you're still going to get the benefits of meditation, even if it's not technically meditation.
Exactly. Exactly. Everybody meditates differently. And people often say, well, what should I expect when I meditate, or what should I expect when I'm done meditating? There is no right or wrong. If it relaxes you, it's good as long as you're not harming anybody else and you're not so noisy that your sweet mate or your husband is complaining. You're all good. Go for it.
I'm with you 100% on that. How often do you suggest that people meditate?
Well, meditation is a gift you give to yourself. I recommend 15 to 20 minutes a day, 3 times a week at least. The more often you do it, the more stress-free you'll be. And what I recommend is when you're meditating, take a few minutes to think about how stressed out am I and think about what you want to meditate on. And then when you're done, how stressed out do you feel when you're done? You should feel significantly reduced. I try to meditate at least 5 minutes a day. If I can do the full 20, that's great. I know everybody has a busy lifestyle, so I can't say that rigidly you have to do that. Just if you have time, at least 5 minutes a day of listening to your inner voice is amazing. It does wonders.
Absolutely does. And I find when I'm in that meditative state and it's listening through my body and less so my mind, which can get the ego involved, my body and the heart and all that, and the soul is the true wisdom.
That's exactly it. You are so spot on. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad to help and contribute when I can. Now, is there any way you could lead us in a short meditation exercise?
Sure. I'm going to do a short one that anybody can do. I don't recommend doing it while you're driving, while you're in the kitchen cooking, while you're doing anything that requires your full attention, because you're going to be relaxed. On the other hand, who doesn't want to relax? So sit back and relax. What I usually tell people to start off with is tense up and take a deep breath. Tense your whole body up and notice how you can't really take a deep breath. It's hard. Relax. Now relax your body. Now try taking a deep breath. When you do that, we realize that if we want oxygen in our body and in our lungs, we have to de-stress. So I'm going to lead you in a meditation that will allow you to deep breathe and get past all that. I can't do this. It's stressed out mode. So the first thing I want you to do is, and I recommend this when you're doing meditation, is make sure you're in a peaceful place. You've got comfortable clothes on. You're breathing through your nose typically. You can itch your nose, scratch, whatever you need to take care of it. Ignore the outside distractions. Just relax. Don't attack thoughts if you get them. Just let them come. Let them go. Be in the moment. Detach and view yourself as just thoughts being outside of you. They're not in you. They're not there for a purpose. They're just coming and going. Be a witness. Don't get caught up in the drama of meditation. There's no such thing as a bad meditation. I suggest that when you breathe from the lower lobes, like down where your belly button is, or a little bit lower, because the lower you get with your deep breathing, the more you're going to get oxygen in your lower lungs. And in your lower lungs, that oxygen actually is going to reduce the stress more significantly and faster. So when we talk about what we're going to do for the meditation, I want you to close your eyes for me. This is going to be just a 1 or 2 minute meditation so that you can get a sense of what meditation is. I want you to take 5 very deep breaths in and hold each one for the count of 2 or 3 and let your mind wander wherever it needs to. Wonderful. How do you feel?
Relaxed.
Yep.
Imagine, I have to finish the interview, so I can't get too relaxed here.
I understand. Sometimes I have people do it for 5 minutes, just breathe in and breathe out, listening to the sounds around them, but not saying, oh my God, there's a car that went by, that's an alarm. Just breathe in, breathe out. Okay, that's the car alarm. Let it go. That's the radio. Let it go. That's an airplane flying over. Okay, I noticed it. And you let it go, being mindful. Do that for 5 or 10 minutes, and you will find yourself so relaxed that you may want to fall asleep.
Outstanding. And again, that's something easy to do, and that most people are going to be able to find 5 minutes in the day to do that.
Exactly. I sometimes, to be quite frank, if I'm driving down the highway, and I notice there's a lot of road rage around me, idiot drivers, as I like to call them, sometimes at a red light, I'll just take 3 deep breaths with my eyes closed. Okay, I can do this. Okay, I'm relaxed. A little slower when I'm in the car, but not where I'm going to miss the red light. And by the time I open my eyes again and I do it very briefly, I suddenly feel better. I let all that clutter go away, all the noise, all the congestion, and I just feel better. Again, don't do this if you're going to hurt yourself or hurt, you know, if there's a lot of cars coming at you. But if you have a second, just practice deep breathing and meditation.
All right, wonderful. Now, do you have any suggestions for resources for people who maybe want to develop a more in-depth practice?
First off, I teach a 4-week meditation class. You're welcome to log on to my website, waysofchangenc.com. Links will be provided, I assume, with this program. And that'll tell you about a 4-week practice I offer. But if you live in a different area or you're not able to come to Cary, North Carolina, just go on the internet and type in meditation, and you'll get hundreds and hundreds of resources. You can find a therapist who practices meditation, or who's certified, or you can find someone more organic that maybe practices at your local psychic shop. There's a variety of resources on the internet.
Now, any final thoughts that you'd like to share for using meditation to reduce mental clutter or any of the clutter that it helps reduce?
Yeah. I recommend doing it for at least 5 minutes a day, no matter what. And don't worry if you get it wrong the first time. If the first time you do it, you can't quiet your mind, you're writing your laundry list, or you're thinking about something else that you have to do, or, oh my God, I've got 20 minutes left in my lunch, and I've got 3 errands and a blah, blah, blah to do. Don't worry about it. Try again. Keep practicing until you get it right, until you can just declutter your mind, because practice makes perfect. In the fall, if everything goes the way it's supposed to, you'll find yourself relaxed. And if you need more help, don't be afraid to reach out to a mental health counselor, because that's what they do. They can help you, much like myself, figure out what is the next step for you. How do you declutter? How do you handle something? And if meditation isn't giving you the answer you need or the solution that you need, you might find that you need more help. So take some time to clutter your mind inside now. Just let the world go for a few minutes every day and find yourself feeling better. And notice when you go to the doctor, your blood pressure is going to be lower, your health check is going to go better, and it'll cost you less money.
Excellent. Now, well, final tip for clearing clutter inside and out, mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, go, whatever you want.
Spiritual meditation. I recommend practicing guided meditation. I love meditation. If you want to know more about mindfulness, go to the Duke Integrative Program. They have a program for mindfulness. I recommend it highly. My thought is just practice, make perfect, and really allow yourself the time to be good to yourself because you owe it to yourself. I started out the presentation by talking about how it's a gift we give to ourselves. We'll give that gift. You're worth it. And you can do it also in groups. So don't think you have to do it alone. You can find a group of people and meditate. Give that gift to yourself. If you want to know more about me, I own two mental health companies. One is called Ways of Change, NC.com. The other one is Silver Linings, NC.com. So check out my companies, get to know me, get to know my classes. If you're interested, email me and I'll set up a class if I get enough interest.
All right, outstanding. Well, you know, I'm a huge fan. Like I said, also, I've touched on meditating, closing your eyes throughout different podcasts since I started this because I've seen the huge difference that it's made in my life. And it's like I say to people, just this one little thing can have a huge impact on your life.
It can change a bad day to a good day. It can change a stressful day to a non-stressful day. And it can also make a day that you think, oh my God, I can't even get out of bed, it's going to stink, to a day where it may not stink as bad as I thought, so maybe I can get out of bed.
Really can. All right, well, thank you, Anne-Marie.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
All right, everyone, go out, clear some clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Looking to change your life? Are you ready to release all your clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual? Our Declutter Your Life is a year-long how-to go-at-your-own-pace workbook course to guide you through the process of clearing clutter. Also available by 3-month individual topic. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Thanks for tuning in to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of 10 Clutter-Free Living Tips. Ready to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire? Learn about Julie's coaching, ebooks, online monthly decluttering classes, how to organize your life, office hours, and her unique Clutter-Free Living Mastermind at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. You can also watch all episodes on YouTube or download on iTunes and more. Join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.